And now the evening news. Police in Maine announced today they have broken up a ring of amphetamine users. 6 of the speed freaks were arrested on the spot. Another 4 got away by running completely across Canada. It has been disclosed that several years ago, when Mother Teresa won the Nobel Peace Prize, she returned the money, claiming it had germs on it. A man who was attempting to walk around the world drowned today on the first leg of his journey, which would have taken him from San Francisco to Honolulu. The owner of a Florida massage parlor has been arrested by police. Quote, "There weren't any serious violations," said the officers. "She just rubbed us the wrong way." Unquote. Doctors treating a 90-year-old pregnant woman claim that because of her advanced age, she will have a grown-up. A Boston man who last year shot and killed all 12 members of a jury that convicted him of murder goes on trial again today. Courtroom insiders say jury selection is expected to take quite some time. Silent film star Mark Dunbar died today in Hollywood. He had no last words. However, he did wiggle his eyebrows and make several exaggerated gestures with his arms. A Cincinnati man has revealed that last month a local hospital, instead of giving him a vasectomy, castrated him. A hospital spokesman explained, "It all started as a joke. The doctors pretended they were going to castrate him, but he got real snotty, so they went ahead and did it to teach him a lesson." The patient, though upset, seemed philosophical. He said, "The way I look at it, it's that much less to wash." A New Hampshire inventor has developed a machine he claims will grant him any wish. Reporters were greeted at his home by hundreds of naked women who said they had been blowing him for the past 6 months. A 65-year-old fitness expert trotting backward from Winnipeg to Chile in an effort to promote backward trotting was killed today when she was hit by a truck head-on from the rear. And finally, on the lighter side, here's a human interest story about man's best friend. It seems 65-year-old James Driscoll was asleep in his downtown hotel room last week when he was awakened by the sound of a dog barking. When he awoke, the room was filled with smoke and he could not see to get out. The dog led him out of the room, down the hall, and into an elevator shaft where he plunged 8 stories to his death. Seems it wasn't his dog.